USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the Senate should be able to pass the USMCA trade agreement by the end of the week.
That'll be good news for the Senate and for the country.
The Kentucky Republican speaking after the monthly Republican luncheon. The Senate impeachment trial will likely start 1 week from today. Both sides are still wanting witnesses, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is slamming Senator McConnell after earlier backing a resolution that would allow for the case against President Trump to be dismissed. Regarding how the president will come out of this, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham believes...
It's frustrated. He didn't think he did anything wrong, but I told him there's a process. You'll come out of this thing politically stronger. I hate that you had to go through it, but I feel very confident he will be acquitted in the end.
Graham speaking on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As Democrats get ready to debate in Iowa Tuesday night, there's one less candidate running. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
As the Democrats gear up for a primary debate in Des Moines, Iowa, Tuesday night, there will be one less person running, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker dropping out of the 2020 race.
Today, I'm suspending my campaign for president with the same spirit with which it began.
And a recent Des Moines Register CNN poll shows Bernie Sanders leading in Iowa with 20%, followed by Elizabeth Warren at 17%, third place Mayor Pete at 16%, and former Vice President Joe Biden at 15%.
The fires in Australia are threatening this year's Australian Open. A player in a qualifying match dropped to her knees in a coughing fit as smoke from the brush fires filled the air in Melbourne. The city has issued continuous public health warnings, but that hasn't stopped the matches to get into the first Grand Slam event. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Many people in 2019 want to advance their careers into a place of leadership. However, like many things, the qualities that make a good leader can evolve over time. I had a chance to catch up with former Navy SEAL Jocko Willink. He's author of a new book titled Leadership Strategy and Tactics, Field Manual. And one of the things I asked him was why being a successful leader and managing people can be such a challenge sometimes.
Well, when you're in a leadership position, you're dealing with something called human beings. And human beings are very complex creatures. They're all different. They all have their own agendas and personalities that you kind of have to integrate into your plan to move forward. So dealing with a bunch of complex pieces and trying to put together that puzzle is a very challenging thing to do.
Houston Astros owner Jim Crane has fired general manager Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch after a Major League Baseball investigation found the team used technology to cheat during its World Series winning 2017 season. The Astros allegedly stole signs during home games of the 2017 World Series championship season by using a camera positioned in center field. Major League Baseball is also fining the team $5 million and taking away their first and second round draft picks in the 2020 and 2021 drafts. The Boston Red Sox could also be in some hot water as they are also facing allegations of cheating. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.